vitamin D is really, really important because we all, you know, we want to have strong bones and a good skeletal system.
Vitamin D can be an important part of staying healthy. For our nutrition, health, and wellness segment, Fort Hays State University's Jessica Phelan stops by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
To begin with, I thought we could discuss just the broad definition of a micronutrient, just to remind our listeners. And so a micronutrient is essential for human health. And so an essential nutrient essentially means that you have to consume it. The body doesn't produce it in the right quantities. And so essential nutrients, again, we have to consume in the diet. And so our micronutrients, they're just a broad classification of nutrients. Once again, we have to consume, but they're needed in smaller quantities. And so vitamin D is considered to be a micronutrient. So vitamin D is really, really interesting because we actually can create that. And so when we expose our skin to sunlight, we actually can synthesize or create vitamin D. So here's the thing that's kind of interesting though. A lot of the population is actually deficient in vitamin D. I think I saw about 30 to 45%.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's very, very interesting. I was really surprised when I saw that statistic as well. So you're like, okay, well, why is vitamin D important then, right? Vitamin D almost acts as a hormone. So it helps to regulate calcium levels. Therefore, it helps with like a strong skeletal system.
Hmm.
Yeah. And so as we age and as we are in like stages of growth and development, vitamin D is really, really important because we all, you know, we want to have strong bones and a good skeletal system. Some sources of vitamin D are fortified, like orange juice. You guys have heard of Sunny D, obviously. Mm-hmm. So orange juice, like fortified dairy products, fatty fish, which I'm not sure we consume too much tuna and salmon here in Kansas. But those are also some really great sources. Interestingly though, again, vitamin D, we can create that if we just go outside in the sun for enough time per day.
Yeah. So why are people deficient if you can just get it from the sun? That's where I'm like, I don't follow.
Yeah. So there's a couple of reasons. So generally speaking, we have quite a few jobs that are indoors, and so we're not getting outdoors nearly as much as we used to. Also, if you think about just like your geographic location, if we have like a northern geographic location, sometimes that prevents people from having like that UV ray exposure. Mm. And so we're indoors more often. We're maybe not in a great geographic location to have sunlight exposure to create that vitamin D. Also, it kind of depends upon what you wear, which I always find very interesting. And so if you're wearing like those, you know, winter clothes where you have long sleeves and you have, you know, your caps on, you're actually not going to have as much vitamin D synthesis. So you think, okay, in the summertime, great. Like we're out in shorts and, you know, short sleeve shirts. Absolutely. You get more vitamin D, but sunscreen, it's wonderful. It actually though hinders that vitamin D synthesis.
Mm. So. And we were just on the show yesterday talking about how it's so important to wear sunscreen.
Yeah. Yes.
And I feel a little attacked right now, not gonna lie, sitting here in a cap and a long sleeve shirt.
Yes.
Sad note.
Well, I do want to emphasize too, yeah, your sunscreen is still really, really important. And I think sometimes people overdo, you know, sun exposure, right?
Yeah.
As little as about 15 minutes per day is definitely sufficient. Mm-hmm. The other thing too is if you think about older adults, they're actually in need of more vitamin D because their skin doesn't create it quite as readily as younger people. Also, if you think about older adults, maybe they're in a state where they're a little bit more protective of their skin. They're wearing longer sleeve clothing. Maybe they're indoors a little bit more too. And so, you know,
and probably like skin cancer risks and things like that, that increase as you age and everything.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so, I did want to add too, kind of a fun fact. And so everybody thinks, okay, when I'm outside, I'm always happy. You know, does that sunshine actually increase my mood? Well, here's the thing. It might, but actually if you look at the literature, it really shows that, we don't really know if vitamin D actually legitimately improves your mood. But if you think about like risk to reward, mm-hmm. let's go outside, you know, go on a walk with your kids, enjoy your dogs, be outside for a little bit. Maybe that's what's going to be the thing to improve your mood the most.
Well, and I would think too, I mean, if you're getting the nutrients your body needs, You're getting outside. If you're, most people, I would think, don't just stand outside. You're going out maybe for a little short walk, and you're getting a little movement and activity. Those things can definitely benefit your mental health and make you feel better about life, I think, just in general, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so we always like to talk about physical activity as well. And so physical activity, though, has been shown to absolutely improve mood. And so my suggestion is let's go outside and enjoy our time being physically active. Maybe wear a short sleeve shirt, throw on some SPF, but not too much, and you'll be good to go.
Excellent. And it's going to be, you know, this time of year, I've been telling everybody I know, and I met some folks that are new to Ellis County recently. And I'm like, guys, enjoy this weather because we're going to get a week or two of it and that's it. And then it's going to be 150 degrees. Yeah. No one's going to want to be outside again.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like we went straight from winter to summer, going back to winter and now straight into summer again. So. Yeah.
Well, any other facts on the vitamin D we want to talk about or anything else going on before we go?
Well, just a couple other things. And so, you know, vitamin D, its main function is really as this regulator of calcium. It also does have some other minor functions, like it helps with your immune system. It helps to reduce inflammation in various capacities. And so it is a really neat and interesting micronutrient that I definitely think if you guys are interested, go ahead and do some Googling, do some researching. I think you'll be excited to learn a little bit more about it.